Dave Hangman, we're here in Northern Vision's offices. There's a kind of a quiet buzz of activity. You have a counter saying there's 60 hours to launch. You're launching Belfast's community TV channel on the 29th?
Yeah, 29th, Monday at 6 o'clock.
And people will be able to find it on, it should be Freeview Channel 8. It should already be there.
Yes.
And Virgin customers can get it too.
That's right. We've had what's called the Barker Channel, which is our test card announcing that we're about to go on air.
So it was a competitive process. This was, well, the Culture Minister in London, well, it was fond of local TV stations, and then Ofcom kind of ran the competitive tendering process, and you won the local franchise, you won the local licence.
Yeah, we're obviously happy at that, but we had a lot of experience initially with the analogue broadcasting, and so drew on that experience and kind of calculated what we could do within the framework of local television.
NVTV, it ran on analogue for a long time, for many years.
Yeah, it ran for about 4 years. So actually, while there was diminishing returns on the lead up to digital, we do have a lot of archive. And we knew at that time that we would produce programmes that did have a big shelf life. So that's what we concentrated on towards the end of the analogue period.
Why will people in, it'll be the Belfast region, Belfast area, that people will be able to pick it up. Why would they want to channel, why would they want to tune in to NVTV and watch it instead of watching UTV or BBC?
Well, first is the thing that I have to say is that with this extraordinary kind of facility of transmission, it actually takes us way beyond Belfast, which we, of course, are delighted with. We're now asking people to put their postcodes in and they get it in Downpatrick, and way beyond that, we got one on Ards Peninsula and so on. So that's excellent in terms of who can receive it, because it also means that we can go out to places in Lisburn and Bangor and so on, produce programming which will be able to be watched. We tend to be program makers, and I always felt personally that the commissioning process, which traditionally mainstream channels use, was a little bit too much of the eye of a needle. And I felt there was a lot of different programming and constituencies out there which really needed a better forum than what was currently being offered by BBC and UTV. And so we've kind of extended our outreach, if you like, to a lot of members of the community in terms of women's groups, unemployed groups, disability groups, ethnic minorities, people who really found it quite problematic to get on the air.
On the launch night at 6 o'clock, what kind of things over the, you know, over the next kind of day or so will people be able to kind of tune in and see?
Well, the first thing, I suppose, in our last launch of the channel, usually you get the big personality, but actually we had somebody in a wheelchair launch it last time because we thought it was an important statement. This time round, actually, we have two, I have to be careful how I describe them, but two older people's volunteers, and they're non-professionals, and they just describe a little bit about the channel and what they do in the channel, and then they launch views from Belfast people, what the issues of the day are and what they think about them. So that is kind of the opening. It's really down to people here having their say. One of the nicest things, I think, and you kind of have to be of my generation to appreciate it, we made this documentary on the Belfast TAC. And now a lot of people went through the TAC and so on, so I think it's a pretty kind of interesting programme. But what it does symbolise to me, having, of course, watched it, I didn't produce it, but I did watch it, it symbolises a time in Belfast which probably was the greatest sort of time in terms of education, in terms of working class people and how they, as it were, became educated in their jobs and very much a self-help. I think the Belfast TAC was a kind of unique situation in Belfast, and I think that programme reflects it.
Across the UK, there were a lot of licences handed out for community TV stations at the same time. One has gone into administration. The London one, which everybody thought might be the successful one with a big audience, has already applied and been denied changes to their kind of programming agreements. Is community TV ever going to be sustainable?
Well, this is what we're going to find out. Inevitably, people are very ambitious when they submit their plans, because mainstream media has, you know, is very wealthy scenario, but it took them years to build it up. Local television is tried, is untested, and therefore they have to develop economic models different ones in each region, different ones in each station. But eventually it will pan out, I think, that there will be a kind of model, whether it's the same people who applied the licence or another group, but they will develop an economic model which they find is sustainable.
Which will be partly by doing things with volunteers, partly through some advertising, you hope, over time.
Advertising, of course, is dependent on who watches the television service. Again, it's not it's new. They don't have ways of measuring it and so on. And until that all develops, it will be touch and go in terms of how much advertising you can attract. But some of them are incredibly successful at the minute. For example, Nottingham is able to produce real substantial income through its local advertising.
You've also got some funding through the Arts Council. We're a creative bunch here.
We have a mixed bag of funding. But one of them is the Arts Council, and naturally, because we're artists ourselves, in effect, we'll see a lot of arts programming. For example, on the opening night, we have a portrait of just one portrait. We've done several portraits of Neil Shawcross, but we're very supportive of the arts, and actually, we do see that as an area that we'll expand on. We do feel that the other stations, it isn't a priority with them, it's certainly a priority with us, and especially music and young people, with a lot of musical content by and for young people.
So you'll be building relationships with individuals and groups over the coming months and getting them in?
We have always had strong relationships with groups. We've always built in that at the core of our activity. We're not just producing programmes for groups, we're producing programmes with groups.
Audiences are very hard to measure when it comes to smaller channels. Do you have targets in mind? Do you have what will make you happy at the end of a few months if you hear that?
That's being developed in an overall framework of all the local television stations. For example, there is one group who are charged principally with attracting advertising for the whole network. And so there'll be big ads within our little station because they're actually being shown throughout the entire network.
But core message, 29th, 6 o'clock, Freeview,
yes,
on Virgin and online.
Yeah, we're very lucky to get on the Virgin and on the Freeview, and certainly that's the date. And I think there'll be a few programmes which do surprise people, because I think there's nothing as strong as any programme which people see the people in it and they can identify with. They can see them as their friends, their relatives and so on, and that has always been our strength.
Okay, well, all the best for next week.
Well, thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks.